Alright folks, welcome back to another episode of Stoic State of Mind. Your friendly neighborhood philosopher slash life coach, Brandon Cole here, ready to dive into something that's both crucial and often overlooked. Setting goals. Now, I know what you're thinking, goals, that sounds like homework. But trust me on this one, we're not talking about boring spreadsheets or unrealistic aspirations. We're talking about goals that fuel your fire, those dreams that make you jump out of bed in the morning, eager to tackle the day. You ever feel like you're just going through the motions, drifting from day to day without a clear direction? Yeah, I get it. That's where setting realistic goals comes in. It's about finding that sweet spot between ambition and achievable action. Think of it like this. You wouldn't climb Mount Everest in flip-flops and a swimsuit, right? No, you'd break down the journey into manageable steps, prepare adequately, and then conquer one peak at a time. So, how do we translate that mountain analogy to our everyday lives? Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you set goals that stick and actually get you where you want to be. 1. Start small. This is huge. We tend to fall into the trap of wanting everything right now, but Rome wasn't built in a day, was it? Break down those big dreams into smaller, bite-sized goals. Want to learn a new language? Instead of aiming for fluency by next month, start with mastering basic greetings and phrases. Feeling overwhelmed about your fitness goals? Swap lose 20 pounds for go for a 30-minute walk 3 times a week. 2. Make it measurable. How will you know if you're making progress? This is where measurement comes in. Vague goals like be healthier are great aspirations, but they lack direction. Instead, try something like, eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables daily or incorporate 30 minutes of exercise into my routine 4 times a week. Numbers provide clarity and motivation. 3. Get specific. Don't just say write a book. Say, write the first draft of a 50,000-word fantasy novel by December 31st. Being specific clarifies your intentions and creates a roadmap for action. Think of it like giving yourself GPS instructions instead of just pointing in a general direction. 4. Embrace accountability. We're social creatures, and having someone to share our goals with can make all the difference. Find a friend, family member, or mentor who will support your journey, celebrate your wins, and offer a gentle nudge when you need it. Accountability partners keep us on track and prevent those I'll start tomorrow moments from becoming habits. 5. Celebrate your wins. This is crucial. Every milestone, no matter how small, deserves recognition. Did you finish that chapter of your book? Awesome. Treat yourself to a movie night or a delicious meal. Did you stick to your workout routine for a whole week? High five. Remember, progress breeds motivation, and celebrating those wins keeps the fire burning bright. Okay, let's bring this down to earth with a real-world example. Imagine you want to start learning guitar. You might think, whoa, that sounds intimidating. But by applying these principles, it becomes way more manageable. Instead of aiming for shredding solos like Jimi Hendrix, which is amazing, don't get me wrong, start with something attainable. Learn 3 basic chords this week, practice 5 minutes every day, and watch a YouTube tutorial on strumming patterns. You'll be surprised how quickly those small steps add up. So, remember folks, setting realistic goals isn't about settling for mediocrity, it's about setting yourself up for success. By breaking things down into manageable steps, measuring your progress, staying specific, finding accountability, and celebrating wins along the way, you create a powerful momentum that propels you towards your dreams. And that's what this podcast is all about, equipping you with the tools to build resilience, discipline, and ultimately, a life you love. So go out there, set those goals, and watch yourself soar. Don't forget to share your thoughts in the comments below. Tell me about your current goals or any challenges you're facing. And if this episode resonated with you, please leave a review. It helps others discover the power of a stoic state of mind. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.